I guess I should say congratulations. It's the first step in a fairly long road.
Yes, it's been. It's nice to be able to speak without putting the word "if" into everything.
It's true. I mean, from what I understand, it was pretty overwhelmingly voted on by the other clubs and the executive during the week to get the Saints back in the competition. So that must make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, no, really pleased to have such resounding support there. So, we're onward and upward.
And as for people who don't know the story, of course, you're only going to have a senior team and an under-18 team. There'll be no reserves team, and that had to be voted on as well. And from what I understand, that was fairly well accepted too.
Yes, there's definitely clubs that have reservations about that, but we couldn't really have a reserve side without putting the Circular Head Football Association at jeopardy. So we'll keep working with them, and hopefully we'll be able to get a reserve side up in the near future.
In the meantime, what will happen, though, of course, is that players that are in and out of the senior side will be also in and out of the Circular Head Footy Association because they'll go back to their home clubs.
That's right, yes. Yeah, so, all of this has got a little bit of risk about it, but it's also got a lot of potential as well. So we're hoping that the opportunity to play at the higher level will lift the standard of the local comp as well.
I noticed during the week too that the council and the mayor have come out in support of the bid, which is fantastic. I mean, from what I understand, everyone's pretty much behind it. I haven't heard anyone say it's a stupid idea.
Yeah, no, the council support was vital, really, because there hadn't really been any recognition of the positives that having a side in the coastal competition brings to the whole community, and that spreads across economic and benefits, but health and well-being as well, you know, and mental health it goes across so many spheres, and really it was great that the council recognised that it contributes so much to our community.
What's the next step now, Keith? You've already announced a coach and some players, so I guess it's full on in recruiting mode now, is it?
Yes, it is recruiting mode and sponsorship mode are probably the two real high things on the agenda at the moment. So we need to really pull the finger out and like then it's all the behind the scenes stuff like ordering jumpers and making sure they're here in time for the start of the season and all that sort of thing.
I don't imagine you'll have too much trouble with sponsorship because I know one of the things before with the Giants and before them, the Saints, is there was such, you know, support in the community behind the team and financial support from sponsors as well. I reckon you'll probably find that'll come fairly easily, to be honest.
Well, that's the early indicator, is that. So it's the proof will be in the pudding here in the next month or so. But we've been received fairly positively across there. The other thing, once again, working in partnership with the CHFA, we've got to be careful that we're not stepping on toes and stealing their sponsors, because a lot of our previous sponsors had moved, when the Saints folded, they had moved on, so we've sort of just got to be careful that we're not ripping the heart out of them.
Yeah, absolutely. As an old Saints player from back in the day, how does this make you feel? You must have a lot of pride at this stage. I guess that pride will really come to fruition when they run out for their first game.
Most definitely, but it'll be so good to see the red, white and black back out representing the district. And I must admit, I allowed myself to pull out the old tracksuit top on Wednesday morning when I went for my morning swim. Yes, we're in.
That must have been wonderful for you, Keith. What's the reaction been like since Tuesday night? You know, the news is only a few days old, but I imagine you've come across a fair bit of widespread support.
Yeah, it's been rather reserved. I was surprised that there probably hasn't been more comment, but not a lot's been coming my way. Mind you, everyone that I have run into on the street has offered their congratulations, and I've been getting messages and emails and all that sort of thing, messages on Facebook to say well done Let's make it work.
Yeah, let's hope so. Keith, thanks for your time, and not only just this morning, but through the last couple of months. I know it's been a busy time for you, and you've had a lot of things to think about, so I appreciate you giving me your time, and we look forward to talking to you during season 2022.
Well, that'd be great. Thanks, Martin.